Georgina sat up straight in the chair and ran her fingers back through thick, drying hair that was springing into even richer copper curls as the room became warmer. She pulled at the hem of her nutmeg brown tweed jacket, then smooth, soft brown trousers where the fabric fell across her knees. I believe Nicholas was murdered. I do not think he fell accidentally at all. I believe someone pushed him, or caused him to fall deliberately. She looked up at Maisie once more. My brother had friends and enemies. He was a passionate artist, and those who expose themselves so readily are often as much reviled as admired. His work drew both accolades and disgust, depending upon the interpreter. I want you to find out how he died. Maisie nodded, still frowning. I take it there is a police report. As I said, Detective Inspector Stratton was called. Yes, I was wondering about that, the fact that Stratton was called to the scene of an accident. It was early, and he was the detective on duty, apparently, added Georgina. By the time he'd arrived, the pathologist had made a preliminary inspection. She looked down at the crumpled handkerchief in her hands. But I am sure Detective Inspector Stratton conducted a thorough investigation. How do you think I might assist you? Georgina tensed, the muscles in her neck becoming visibly taut. I thought you might say that. Devil's advocate, aren't you? She leaned back, showing some of the nerve for which she was renowned. Georgina Bassington Hope, intrepid traveller and journalist, became infamous at 22 when she disguised herself as a man to gain a closer view of the lines of battle in Flanders than any other reporter. She brought back stories that were not of generals and battles, but of the men, their struggle, their bravery, their fears, and the truth of life as a soldier at war. Her dispatches were published in journals and newspapers the world over, and like her brother's masterpieces, her work drew as much criticism as admiration, and her reputation grew as both brave storyteller and naive opportunist. I know what I want, Miss Dobbs. I want the truth, and will find it myself if I have to. However, I also know my limitations.